Hi, my name is Corinne from the Crew Coach, and I want to discuss a very important topic today, and that is sexual assault and harassment, as well as bullying. I was asked to attend the Monaco Yacht Show 2 years ago to address these topics. There was a survey released by a shore-based company, and I had to read 77 pages of accounts of abuse. It was awful, to say the least. So today I just want to share information, what sexual assault, harassment, bullying looks like, as well as I am releasing a interview that I did with the Sunday London Times magazine and the Yacht Purser. So you guys can access that. I'll put it in the link as well as the link to the article. So the article you do need to pay for, but if you subscribe, you get 2 articles a month and you for free, and then you'll be able to read that article. So with regards to that survey, I'm just gonna take key points out of that and give you an indication for those of you who are not aware of what's going on in the industry. And the yacht person, myself, the She of the Sea, there's a few of us that are working hard behind the scenes to change the existing culture. And as most of you will be quite aware of, it is not an easy thing to do. But the more that we vocalize it, and that's why I have the Your Mental Health show on Yachting International Radio, I think we have more of a chance of making a change. Okay, so I'm just going to head over to the survey and share some of the answers and questions with you. Okay, so starting with the first one, I just have to scroll back. As I said, it's very in-depth. Okay, did the unwanted physical contact come from a fellow crew member, a guest on board, or both? 49% said crew members, 12% said guest, and 38% said both. They were then asked to elaborate on their experience, and I'm just giving you guys a couple of responses. So I've got one here that said horny captain. I've got another that said I was physically pinned down and mauled by a drunken guest who also happened to be the owner. I had a guest expose me. I've had a crew member mock my naked body after he walked in me in the bathroom. So I'm just reading it verbatim. I've had a crew member grab my breast in the ba in a bathing suit because he just couldn't help himself. I'm married with and wasn't giving any vibes. Had his supervisor keep him on board and on my shifts for 5 months. After the incident, saying just because he grabbed your boob doesn't mean he's not a hard worker. And I was verbally and physically attacked by a drunk guest on board. She jumped into my bed naked and wouldn't leave. She was from another yacht and had found our crew door key and helped herself in at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I just want to note that the perpetrator are not only male, they are female as well. So this is not a gender issue. Okay, so have you ever been the recipient of unwanted or sexual or sexist comments while working on board? 50% said yes, 49% said no. When they were asked to elaborate, I have being very tall, escorts come up very high, and a few crew just always had something to say towards that. Same owner would make comments about my legs, joke to his wife that I worked in a strip club after hours and that I should wear less clothes. Sexist remarks are a daily occurrence from every single member on the crew. Sexual comments as well. I've neither the time nor the memory to be able to write down every experience. Captain, I didn't get on. Repeated attempts by him to question my sexuality. Sexist comments and showing of my sexually related videos of large-breasted showing me, there's typos here, sexually related videos of large breasts. Women were shown to owner and other guests in front of me. Guests coming to me, general sexual comments. One of them was in a group of swingers and they were trying to convince a few of us crew to go to bed with them. If you answered yes to having been the victim of physical or verbal sexual harassment, did you report it, what you suffered? Now, 65% of people said no, and only 21% said yes. The reasons for this, it is the captain making the comments, because my chief, Stu, said it's the industry and didn't want to get into trouble, said I'm sensitive and should just shake it off. Now, this is a big no-no. If you are in a leadership position, you have a duty of care to take care of your crew. I felt it was too obscene. It could have costed me my job. I have witnessed verbal sexual harassment, name-calling, reported to the captain, but also left the yacht. The crew member was leaving. It's considered acceptable behavior, and it's all meant to be fun. No one to report to was scared of being fired. Okay, there's like literally 145 comments here. To whom did you report it to? 64% says to the captain or head of department, and 1.18% the flag state, 0 to the local police. So in the interview that I have done with the yacht purser, she recommends reporting it to the port state authorities over the flag state, and we will go into that into the interview. And again, you'll be able to view this interview if you click on the link that I will provide in the comments. What else? What happened when you reported the incident? The captain informed the owners, flag state, and yacht brokers. I reported the incident to the local police in the Bahamas. That is excellent. Nothing. I was fired. A lot of nothings, not a lot. The first officer said, just because he grabbed your boob doesn't mean he's not a hard worker, and kept him on board for another 5 months until I got fed up with him sexually harassing every stew that I had. Very little, nothing of use. And this is very sad. And that's why crew are not reporting it, because they don't feel safe to report it, and they don't believe anything is going, no intervention will occur. Said he has done this before, and then I just quit. Case is currently being investigated. The crew member got removed. Fantastic. Have you ever witnessed or been aware of any incident of sexual harassment? This includes physical or verbal to other people on board the yacht. I have 65% that said yes and 34% said no. A girl on the yacht I worked on was sexually harassed one night when she got into her cabin. I went into her cabin and tried to get into bed with her. When she said no, he would not get off her or get out. Okay, so this guy went into the cabin to help her. Usually guys against interior crew, sexist behavior like name calling, sexist jokes, and total disrespect. Luckily, this has been an exception and is not the rule. I'm not a feminist, but there are limits. Not limited to nationality, but one crew member had an issue with SA interior crew, and sometimes SA male crew has been disrespectful towards female crew. I've never witnessed this when I started in yachting. Second stew got abuse initially, but then she went on to sleep with both the married overweight Greek captain and also the Greek chef. Just the usual banter. Sexual abuse on passed out drunk stewardess. So this is another reminder, is that you guys need to take responsibility of yourself too, and not put yourself in vulnerable positions. So obviously the drinking and drug taking culture in the industry is huge, and you do not want to get yourself in a situation where you're putting your safety at risk. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. What I'm going to do now is share my screen. And if you guys can see that, where is it here? Sexual assault. So this was in a webinar that I did for Green Crew on a personal brand, as well as how to take care of themselves in the industry. So the unspoken that you don't get warned about before going on board or in your SDC W95. I think this should be part of the training. However, it isn't at this stage. So what is sexual assault? Now, this includes a range of criminal acts, and it's unwanted touching, kissing, or forcing the victim to touch the perpetrator in sexual ways. So it becomes a criminal offense when it becomes unpleasant or unwelcome to the recipient. Sexual harassment, on the other hand, is a broader term that can be broken down into three core areas. That is sexual coercion. It is unwanted sexual attention, included unwanted kissing, groping, hugging, touching, and ongoing pressure for dates, as well as gender harassment. Bullying. Now, this is a really interesting one. I think if you go through this list, you will be able to put your hand up and say that you were probably bullied at some point in your career. So this is being yelled at and use profanity, humiliate people in public. So the humiliation, an example of that is having the radio on a channel. So obviously the interior have the channel, there's one main channel, and then the exterior crew may have their separate channel. And when you are calling up on people or intimidating, shaming people on the radio, that is humiliation in a public forum, and that is not okay. Insulting people and calling them names, criticizing constantly and excessively, start malicious rumors. I just thinking of a story someone told me that happened to them. They had all their personal belongings removed from their cabin and put down the toilet. So her sunglasses, jewelry, it is honestly shocking. Threatened determination, micromanaging. I should do a webinar on that actually, because I think the people that micromanage might not even be aware that they are micromanaging. Encouraging others to make unwarranted complaints. So I think throwing people under the bus would be another one, without reason. Okay, so you guys can go through that list. And again, I have a fantastic interview that I did with the Sunday London Times magazine, who wrote an article at the beginning of the year. Some of my clients featured in that article where they shared their experience. And as a result of that article, it got a bit of a lashback. It was described as sensationalist. I contacted my clients and I asked them whether that was an accurate account of their experience, and they said absolutely. I called the editor back for an interview to get some insight from her experience and observations when she was interviewing people. And she said that a lot of crew members reached out to her personally to thank her for writing the article and accurately describing what the industry is like. So yeah, it is a fantastic interview. And we also go into reporting procedures, the gaps in reporting procedures and your options in terms of who is the best person to report it to and who to reach out to for support. Okay, guys, that's it from me. I hope that you enjoy the interview, and I've also created a downloadable which includes examples of bullying, sexual assault, and harassment. I highly suggest that you distribute this amongst your team members and run workshops. So if you need any assistance or ideas on how to do that, feel free to book a complimentary 20-minute session with me. Okay, that's all from me. Take care, guys, and speak soon. Bye.